Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This week's parsha is Parshas Mishpatim. There should be more coming down. This week's parsha, we all know that even though Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, last week's parsha in Parshas Yisro, and we are all accustomed to the famous words that the Jewish people responded with, the words Nasa v'Nishma. The words Nasa v'Nishma actually were not recited, were not stated in last week's parsha, but rather mentioned in this week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. And we all know there's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, tells us that when the Jewish people said the words Nasa v'Nishma, the Malachi Ashares were so impressed with this statement of Nasa v'Nishma that they bestowed upon each Jew two ksarim, two crowns, one for Nasa and one for Nishma. And everybody loves to ask the famous question, what was the big deal? What was such a big deal that they said, Nah, said before Nishma, we will do, we will hear. What exactly did the Jewish people commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was so mechudashtik, that was so impressive, that was so devout, that warranted these Malachi Asharas to bestow the Ksarim? So you look at the Beis HaLevi. We've mentioned the Beis HaLevi before. The Beis HaLevi has one pshat on exactly what this unique zechus of Nah, said Nishma was. There are many different pshatim. I'd like to share with you two of them today, mentioned in the Nesiva Shalom, and it appears neither of them are his own pshat per se, but quoting from others, but two really, really insightful and I believe timely insights as to what is unique about this commitment that the Jewish people displayed, that devotion that they articulated when they recited these two very famous words of Nasa v'Nishma. So we're going to start with the answer where it says V'yesh Lomar, it's the first paragraph on the right-hand side of the first page of the handout. And the Nesiva Shalom first quotes from the Mu'orei Naim, the Rebbe of Chernobyl, and he gives the following insight that I think is so beautiful. V'yesh Lomar pimad da'amar b'svar ma'kadoshim Mu'orei Naim, quotes from the Mu'orei Naim in Parshas Yisro. B'inyon hikdimu na'asel l'nishma. What was so unique by the fact that they were makdim, that they put na'asel before nishma? Says the Mu'orei Naim, we all know that part of the natural course of events, physically, emotionally, spiritually, cognitively, mentally, in every facet of our lives, there are what we call ups and downs. There are moments of aliyah, there are moments of yirida, as he quotes from the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'hachayos ratzu v'shov, right, that the chayos, these celestial beings, they come back and forth. Shekachu seder habria. That is the natural course of all creations. Shetamid yesh aliyos v'yiridos. We always have times in which we are ascending spiritually, in which we are descending spiritually. Achako aliyah ba yirida. After each time that we go up, there's a yirida to bring us back down. V'achakach shuv aliyah, and there's an aliyah to bring us up back up again. V'tam adav ruyin gavo mod mirazin do raisa. So the Mu'orei Naim says, I'm not going to tell you why Hashem created the world that way. That's one of the secrets of Torah, and I'm not going to be able to share that with you today. However, the facts are that we have moments of aliyah, we have moments of spiritual greatness, and we have moments of yirida, moments in which we're down in the dumps. That is part of life. And even though a Jew, when he's experiencing these natural course of events, when we're in a time of yirida, liyos davuk b'Hashem, we have to still nonetheless cling to Hashem. V'zeh ikar kabbalah satorah. That's really the fundamental principle behind the receiving of the Torah. She Yisrael yutamid devukin b'Hashem. A Jew's got to be davuk. A Jew's got to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in the moments of aliyah, in the moments where it's easy, where we're feeling inspired, but afilu yirida, afilu bizman yirida. V'zehu inyan hiktimu na'asel l'nishma. That's why, says the Mu'orei Naim, that's why we put the zechus of Nasa l'nishma. What do you mean? Hainu shenase gam belo shenishma v'novin. That the Jewish people said, Hashem, we're going to receive the Torah. And the objective of ultimately receiving the Torah is to be dovek b'Hashem, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nase, we're going to continue to cling, afapi, even when we don't have the nishma. Even when we're in that moment of choshech, we don't fully understand Hashem's presence. We don't understand why Hashem's doing what He's doing. But naseh, we're going to continue to operate in the same way we do when we're bnei aliyah. The same way we're in a moment of inspiration where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. where it's clear and present, all we want to do is reach out and give Hashem a hug. We're going to do that same thing even without the Nishma. Naaseh, we're going to continue to operate whether or not we have the Nishma, whether or not we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachar pa'akfaim, Shagam Zman Yerudim, Niyah Dvukim Hashem, even during the times of Yerida, we have to be Dovik V'Hashem, V'yachar kach Madregas Nishma, and only afterwards will we get to the point of Nishma. Shiyim Agreed, Madrega Yoser Gavoah, Shal Dvukim Hashem, Bizman Aliyah, where we can reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cling to Him, Bizman Aliyah. And then he goes on to say something so beautiful. He says, "Zeu God lusam shayisar shi Hakadosh Baruch hisparam ba'am ba'kach shiktim nas l'nishma shisigu ha'emes shela olam yudvukim Hashem hisbarach afilim esman chashechos." Right? It's not that we only cling to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's easy sometimes to learn to feel Hakadosh Baruch Hu when it's a moment of inspiration. One of the greatest, I believe, unique qualities about the Daf Yomi, even though I'm not participating in the Daf Yomi right now, but one of the beautiful things I think about the Daf Yomi is, there's no rest for the weary. Days that you feel inspired, you're learning daf. Days that you're not feeling inspired, guess what you're doing? You're still learning the daf. Because you understand that even in times of Yerida, you have to constantly, there's no vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? I always say the escalator, that's Judaism. You're either going up or you're going down. There's no such thing as stagnation. There's no such thing as a status quo. You're either going up or you're going down. Naaseh, says the Jewish people. We're going to continue to operate. We're going to continue to reach out. We're going to continue to look for those moments of inspiration, even bizman chasheichus, even bizman yirid, even in a time where we're not really feeling it. We're going to continue to do it anyway. We keep going. And that, he says, v'apizem evar kasuv, the very famous pasuk we say all the time, v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem. You're going to cling to Hashem, your God. Now you'll notice, says the Nesiv Shalom, that the first of the two ways of describing Hashem is B'Hashem, Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is B'chinas Galoy. That's when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Havaya is that prominent display of Hashem. V'Shem Elokim, what does Elokim generally connote? Hum B'chinas Din V'Tzimtzum. When we say Elokeinu, when we say see Elokim in the Torah, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going Din V'Cheshbon. So V'Atem Advekim, what? B'Havaya U'B'Elokim. We should be dovik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the times when Hashem is nigle, when we see Hashem clear and present, when we feel Hashem is so prominently in our lives, but we're also going to be dovik by Hashem Elokeichem. We're also going to be dovik by Hashem when He's midas hadin, when we don't feel it, the warm, gushy, the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, when sometimes we're in the moments of choshech in our lives where we feel like we're blind and we can't see where we're going, whether it's ba'avaya or it's ba'elokeinu, the bottom line is, atem hadveikim. You have to constantly be dovik ba'akadosh baruch hu. And that, he says, is that's pshat in naseh v'nishma. Naseh. We're going to continue to be dovik with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to observe the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when times you don't really understand what we're doing. Not just when we understand the technical part of the mitzvah, but when we're lost, when we feel like there's no or, when we feel like there's no light leading us, we will constantly be mechazik our emuna. We will constantly strive to be dovek b'Hashem in the naseh, with the hope that ultimately we will ascertain the nishma as well. That's one insight based on the Miorei Naim, the Chernobyl Rebbe, that the Nesiv Shalom quotes as to what the unique zuchus that warranted, says the Gemara in Shabbos, these two ksarim. Because of the fact that they were willing, they understood the emes of Torah and Kabbalah Satorah, that there's no vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there has to be this constant push of dveikus with Hashem, both during the times of Yerida and certainly during the times of Aliyah. That's one insight that I wanted to share with you. However, there is another insight which actually spoke to me really, really powerfully, because I think that in the year 2019, that's where we're in, 5779, I think that we're lost a little bit in terms of our overall approach to Avodas Hashem. Myself included, and I think I'm guilty of this on a regular basis, and I'll share with you what I think is so powerfully insightful about this second. Od Yesh Lomar, left-hand column. Od Yesh Lomar, Inyan Higdimu Nasev Nishma. Another pshat, in Nasev Nishma, bottom of the left-hand column, left-hand paragraph. Dine Yesh Madrega Miuchedes, there's a very unique Madrega level in Avodas Hashem. Milvad kiyum ha-mitzos v'ha-miniyah me'averos. In addition to following the Torah in which you fulfill the mitzos and you try to avoid doing averos, she-yehudi oses ratzon Hashem yisbarach af bedvarim she'en alhem tzivoy mufurash. There is a level of Avodas Hashem that's more than just following the Shulchan Aruch. Now don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Following the Shulchan Aruch has to be front and center. We got to observe the mitzvos. It's no such thing as just being a nice person. You got to be a nice person also. But if you think just being a nice person and not doing the mitzvos in the best way possible, you're missing something basic in terms of your avodas Hashem. But there's more than, and I say the word just with a trepidation, there are more than just following the Shulchan Aruch. And what do I mean? Sha'af she'enem k'suvim b'mitzvos ha-Torah. Even when something is not written explicitly in the Torah, aval ratzon Hashem hu she'yaseh osam shelo yaseh. There is a ratzon Hashem. There is an underlying sentiment that one can detect of what Hashem wants from you, of what Hashem wants you to do. And he brings the following proof based on a sefer, the first Lanam Rebbe, the Yisod HaAvoda. The Pasuk says in Vayikra that right after, I believe, Nadav and Avihu die, and they brought some korbanos, so Aaron says to Moshe, V'achalti chatas hayom, shall I eat this sin offering today? Hayitav b'enei Hashem, that will be pleasing to the eyes of Hashem. Very, very strange language that should be pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. To which Moshe responds, you know what he says? Vayishma Moshe. Moshe hears what he says. Vayitav, and it was good in his eyes as well. Again, there's good in your eyes. What's this good in your eyes? So the Yisod HaAvoda says, Hayinu Shemoshe Rabbeinu Shoma Baze Aaron Derech Chadasha Bavodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu heard something very interesting, a new way of serving Hashem. Shalom, Aaron didn't say, Im Ketorah Asisi. He didn't say, shall I eat the Korban Chatas like the Torah says, O Kehalacha Asisi, or like the Halacha says, Ela Hayitav Be'enei Hashem. Would this be good in the eyes of Hashem? Moshe takes a step back and says, I've never heard that before. We've only talked about technical observance of mitzvos, which is incredibly important. But for the first time, Aaron employs a very unique language of hayitav. Is this good in the eyes of Hashem? And what's Moshe's response? Moshe's mekabel. What does he say? Vayishma Moshe, vayitav beinav. You're taka right. There is more to avodas Hashem than the formal fulfillment of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Sheshama derech hadasha shayitav beinav Hashem. A person, a Jew, everything he does, not just the technical mitzvos, but every action he does, he has to ask himself, is this hayitov b'enei Hashem? Is this good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu give yachal yemurutza mimasazeh. Does he want this? Does he desire this? V'zeh ma shamatzir shomim chazal, the Gemara Yuma tells us, kiyum avra b'vinas kol ha-Torah kula, ad shelo nisa. Am Ravinu kept the whole Torah even though he never actually got the Torah. How did Avram Avinu know what was expected of him? He never actually received the Torah. What was Avram's primary objective? It didn't matter the technical mitzvahs per se. It mattered, I want to make sure I am doing the ratzon, the desire of the Ribono Shel Olam. Had Avram Avinu keep the whole Torah, he may not have kept maestros, although he probably did. He may not have kept every single technical mitzvah, d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Yes or no, maybe so. But he certainly did the ratzon of Hashem, and that's the ultimate purpose of all the mitzvahs. The goal and objective of every mitzvah is to serve the Ribono Shel Olam in the utmost way possible. Avram Avinu understood that. He therefore fulfilled the entire Torah. Says the Nesiv HaShem, V'zeh inyon mashik timu yisrael nasel l'nishma. That's what the Jewish people said. They received the Torah, and they said, Naaseh v'nishma. What were they really saying when they said, Naaseh v'nishma? Listen to this. Hainu, she'naaseh z'ratzon Hashem yizbarach. We're going to do the will of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you ask us to do, we're going to do. Kodim she'nishma ma'tzarech la'asos, v'kodim she'neida ma'him tzivuyim she'instavim aleim. We'll tell us all the details later on. But we're telling you now that our ultimate goal is to do your ratzon. Whatever is included in your ratzon, that's what we're going to do. And you'll tell me later what exactly the details of that ratzon is going to be. But the Jewish people, when they were standing there, and they were makabel, the aseres hadibros, and the Torah, kol ha-Torah kula, they understood, kol ha-Torah kula is a hichi timsa. All the mitzvahs are means of fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem. Incredibly important. Not to be replaced, not to be manipulated to serve our personal agendas, need to be kept with the utmost sanctity. 100%. Don't want to be quoted any other way. But to understand that we have to ultimately keep our eye on the prize, and that's doing Ratzon Hashem. Sometimes, I think we're guilty in the age that we live in with technology and everything else, that we get so caught up sometimes in each little element of technicality that we lose sight of what we're trying to accomplish to begin with. We scream at our kids because they didn't eat that shear for matzah and they didn't drink that shear for wine at Seder, and we forget that the whole point of the Seder is the shorish of our all of our munah. We sit there, we didn't get the right order, we scream at our... The bottom line is that all of this are supposed to serve as means, as a modality for us to connect and to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with the utmost Ratzon Hashem. And that, says the Nesiv HaShalom, is exactly what Naaseh V'Nishma was. Naaseh, we're going to do whatever you want us to do because we want to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, because that's what's going to ultimately serve as the means to be able to get close to you. Whatever that is, we're going to do Nishma. We'll get there. But we want you to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no agenda. All we want to do is do the Ratzon of Hashem. So I thought these were two very interesting insights, whether based on the Chernobyl Rav or based on the Yisod Avod, the Slanim Rebbe. Either Naaseh V'Nishma means both turning the times of Yerida, even during the times in which we're in a place of Choshech, where we feel like we're blind, where we don't feel necessarily Hashem's presence, we're going to continue to operate as if we do. We're going to continue to be Dovik Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Atem Advikim B'Hashem U'Belokeichem. In the Shem Havai when it's Galoi, and in the Shem Elokeichem when it's Din, it's Tzimtzum, it's Nister. We're going to continue to connect. We're going to understand that the religion is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And we have to continue to plug in order to connect and to be Dovik B'Hashem. Or, like the Yisod HaAvoda, the first line of the Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom quotes, understanding Naaseh. Naaseh is not just about doing the technical mitzvahs. That's the Nishma part. Naaseh is Hayitov Be'enov. Are we doing the Ratzon of Hashem? The Jewish people understood Ratzon Hashem is where it's at. All the mitzvahs fall into that ultimate category, but we have to keep our eye on the ball. And ultimately, by doing that, we will grow closer to Hashem and have the ultimate prize. Dveikus, have a great day.